Hey there, Patriots! Look at this. I've got Pastor Dave Scarlett with me today, and what a week that we are going to get it. I'm so glad that we get a chance to enjoy this because we, as you know, just started the Feast of Tabernacles, and he's got this amazing shofar right here. Maybe he'll play it for us. I don't know if the mic could even take it. How are you, Pastor Dave?
Good, Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm going to turn it up a little bit, make sure everybody can hear you. Yeah, I'm doing awesome. So tell us, can you play that for us?
I don't know how to play it. I'm not good at the shofar.
Okay, you know what? My grandkids, we got one. Now, it's not nearly as fancy as yours. It's just like this or whatever. And I handed it to them, and each one of them could blow it. I was like really impressed without even lessons. I'm like, how did y'all know how to do that? But whenever I've tried to play it on like a show or whatever, it's so loud the mic just it can't even pick it up. It just blacks out completely. So yeah. So this is
sometimes I can blow it and sometimes I can't.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Maybe it's more for the 10-year-olds. Anyway, so yeah, so tell us, is there anything special that you wanted to share with our audience? Now, you know, this is the Freedom Force Battalion and we've been in this thing, we've been fighting for a very long time. We just got our YouTube account back. Did you possibly get yours back?
I think we're working on it right now. So we shall see if they let us do it. We got it back. It's just a matter of whether they monetize it back again. Right. We'll see.
Okay. So this was what I ended up having to do. It looked like all my people were, it was 63,000. I think that's basically what I had when I left. I had lost some people because after 5 years, they're like, you know, she's gone, you know. And the people who had their bell rung, okay, you guys make sure you like this video and you make sure you have your notifications and your bell rung, because the people who did have their bell rung, they were like, Where you been? They were, you know, got notified. But the ones who didn't have their bell rung, they weren't notified when I came back. So, you know, and that's where it's going to be just a matter of getting everyone, if they'll start sharing it and liking it, then it'll get in the algorithm and everyone will find you again. I probably found, yeah, of the 63,000, I think we've gotten like 15,000 have found us. So, okay, you know, but that's just after 3 videos. So, you know, I think over time we'll get it going and have and new people and all that. So I'm glad to have some free speech.
Let's hope that it stays that way. We'll see if YouTube sticks with it or not. I mean, we were banned because of General Flynn and General McInerney telling the truth. I mean, I think we had 350-some thousand subscribers at that time, and it was all our Bible studies too. They took it all down and
okay,
wouldn't let it back.
Right. Now mine are still there. All my videos are there. Hopefully yours have not been removed. Mine were never removed, so that was good news. You know, because a lot of people were worried that their stuff was gone forever. So that was cool that it's still there. And so maybe, you know, we can share it and people will still see those things. So, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Just to let you know, they do, I got in timeout on the first day.
Already?
Yes. The day I got it back, whatever day I got it back, and I posted something. I ended up posting, you know, that was the day President Trump came out talking with RFK about the jab. And so, and about, you know, I'm scared to say it because I'm going to be posting this on YouTube. But anyway, I posted that. It's like what the president is talking about.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but then I also talked about some health things that they say they don't, they actually now have a list. I never saw maybe this list before. I think the list has been really like delineated really, really so you can see what their issue is. And so I talked about one of the things on that list that they say is a no-no. But in my opinion, I'm being, you know, I'm the one not doing the misinformation, but whatever. So that's why we still, of course, have the Rumble channel so we can speak our mind and direct people to some of these great things. But the funny thing was, and I wanted to tell you this, I'm glad we're getting a chance to talk, because the funny thing was that they gave me a strike. They put me in timeout for a week. Literally, I wasn't even 24 hours back on. So funny. And then as soon as I got back on, I went back on for a week later because I didn't even look at it for a week. I went over there and that video was back up. I don't know. Well, so don't expect it to make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's not going to make sense, because that's what happens when you have people who, you know, are trying to silence you. They just, you know, it's all so willy-nilly. Just be aware of all of that. So.
Yeah, but go back to the root. I mean, Jim Jordan got them to admit in a hearing that the Biden administration was telling them to take people down. That is not freedom of speech.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. I'm very glad to see that he did that. You know, it's still not, in my opinion, you know, when they're trying to tell me I can't talk about something that is for someone's health. And this is the thing. If they're going to either do Section 230, where yeah. they're going to take responsibility for whatever I say, right? Or yeah. I'll take responsibility for what I say. If someone has a problem with what I say, they can sue me, you know, right? I mean, isn't yeah. that the way the world is supposed to work, you know? So that's really where that issue is going to have to be faced and dealt with. You know, but in the meantime, at least I'm glad to be back on there. And I feel like it's the two sticks rejoining. We've got the Rumble and the YouTube joining together. Yeah. So, you know, I found out something really cool that I think you would like. Okay. So today, for you guys who are not necessarily really familiar with the Hebrew festivals, we just completed the Feast of Trumpets. He's got this amazing trumpet in the Bible. It calls it a shofar or a ram's horn or a trump. Remember, the Bible talks about the last trump. Anyway, which I think is so cool, so biblical. But anyway, we finished that, and that's kind of like when you are, I look at it like we're blasting out the truth. And it's also on a personal level that you're coming to repentance, and so that you blast out the truth of, okay, you confess your sins, and you say, okay, I was wrong, and I'm turning to Christ, and I'm going to walk with him, right? So you repent. So that's really what the Feast of Trumpets is about, and then the Day of Atonement is where, obviously, our sins are forgiven because of our Lord Jesus, and we're you know, set right, and everything is set right. But I think on a corporate level, it's the world being set right. You know, and I just really do believe that we're going to enter into these amazing golden days. Yep. Like, look at the gold. Yep. The gold.
Gold's all-time high today.
Crazy, crazy. I hope you got a lot of gold.
I don't have a lot of gold. I have a lot of silver, and silver is going to go up really high, too. It was almost $49.50, I think, today.
Yes. I heard that the gold could possibly... I don't know if this is true. Maybe you can tell me what you've heard. I've heard that the gold will be equivalent to the silver. Have you ever heard that?
What do you mean by that?
In the future. In the future. That there's no reason that there should be that big of a difference between gold and silver. The value of gold should not be, you know, 100 times the silver.
Exactly.
So, so you're expecting that. That's why you put your money a lot in silver, because you expected it to rise a lot more than the gold will.
Exactly.
There's so much
upside to silver. I think we really could see several hundred dollars worth of silver very soon.
Oh, wow. Then I'm coming over here for a loan from everybody. Go get a loan from Pastor Dave, right?
Well, we started talking about that silver and gold on His Glory 4 years ago with Bo Pony and Andrew Sorcini. And at the time, silver was at 16, gold was at 1600. And we said it's going to more than double. And in 4 years, all of them have doubled. And we're not done yet. It's going to go even higher.
Well, I guess you're familiar with this post on the 17 board that says that gold will destroy the Fed. You know, so we've been, you know, watching for that for a long time, literally since 2018, that, you know what, I really think it's what's behind that is that the banks, the five major banks, are leveraged so bad on paper silver, not even real silver. Yeah. And they bet against it. And so it said in 2024, let me see if I can get this number right. In 2024, when silver went up to $33.60, they had to pay like almost $1 billion in fines just with Chase Bank or JP Morgan One. I guess JP Morgan Chase. They had to pay that much. And so if it goes up to 50, then it's like 2 to 3 times that. And then if it goes up higher than that, I mean, it's just going to be, I don't know. I have a feeling we could see these banks fail.
Silver will break the bank, literally. And so will XRP.
Okay, so tell me, what number do you think it is that will break it?
50 is a key barometer that we could hit 50 as soon as tomorrow. We tested 49.50. I look at some of the cycles. I hear some prophetic voices, so I do a little bit of both. 50 is the key. Once it breaks there, you're off to the races. I think they'll try to manipulate it for a little bit, maybe come down a little bit, but I see it having no resistance to maybe even this year 100, next year 2, 3, 4. Who knows? Because it's so undervalued. And what President Trump has planned in the near future, I think he's going to start rolling it out in January of next year. Truly the golden age. And that will be silver and gold back, combining with XRP to be the rail. And it really is going to explode when that happens. And there's some other surprises that are coming too. Let's just say that the United States of America will not have any debt very soon.
Okay. I love that. I feel the very same way, you know, and I really believe this harkens back to that passage in Habakkuk 2. I actually pulled it up because I just love this passage so much, and I love to share it with people. Habakkuk 2, it says, what sorrow awaits you, thieves. Now you will get what you deserve. You've become rich by extortion, but how much longer can this go on? Suddenly your debtors will take action. They will turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. How about that one? I like that verse.
You mentioned J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan Chase is the largest holder of physical silver in the world. So what they were doing, as you said, was the paper shorts. They were bringing that down, artificially manipulating and keeping it at a certain level, because once it broke through, they didn't have control. And once that breaks through, they're not going to have control anymore. And the Fed, as we are seeing, doesn't have the control it used to. President Trump's doing some amazing things with the Treasury right now. So soon we won't have a Federal Reserve either.
I can't wait. Well, and I really think it's all together. Really, I think the Federal Reserve really is J.P. Morgan Chase. I mean, it's all these big banks. Yep. Right, that we owe $37 trillion. But I mean, I think that's really what this passage is talking about in Habakkuk 2, is that we're going to be debt free. As it says in Proverbs, whatever you might know, 22. You know, the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. You know, they've been holding it up, but we're going to have it. It's going to be for the people. And that's
exactly right.
Silver is,
and it's for one purpose. It's not for people to get rich. It's for the bride. The church, so that we can preach the gospel from east to west and north to south. And, you know, it takes a lot of money to be able to get in satellites, internet, networks, your own servers, and to reach truly the entire world. You need technology, and it takes funds. And that's why the Lord is going to bless these people individually, ministries, for one purpose, to glorify his name from east to west and north to south.
Yeah. And as well as, you know, helping these kids. I feel so bad for a lot of the kids who are just, you know, maybe, you know, a generation behind us. They are struggling so big. I have seen so many videos where kids are living in their cars. They cannot even afford to have an apartment and, you know, the roof over their head, except for in their car. And so, you know, I really do believe that President Trump is going to make sure that, you know, no one is going to suffer. We're not going to have this continual agony of what the people have been through. So I'm excited about that.
Yes. Yeah. There's a bright future. It's truly going to be a golden age.
It really will. It will. Yep. So, okay. So you think, I'm going to pin you down. You think $50 is what will cause a collapse?
No, 50 is not the collapse. 50 is what breaks the barrier. I think probably right around 100 will be the, I think it's going to be a combination of 100 silver and XRP coming out more in the public. There's no doubt. I maybe have told you this before, but I had the opportunity last November to sit down with one of President Trump's teams about the golden age before he brought it out. And it was about the new economy, and it will be gold and silver back, and it will be cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency will be the rail, XRP specifically, to be able to move and replace like the SWIFT system and transactions. So it will be a combination of crypto and physical silver and gold. It will be the new economy.
Okay, so did they actually say that the XRP would be the rail?
Yes. Now, that could change, but in that meeting, and since then, I've talked to some people that are in the know, and it seems like XRP is the rail.
Yeah, right, because I've gotten some. What is it at right now, $1.50, $2, something like that?
It's just like $2.80 or okay. something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah, it right when I first got it, it went up, you know, pretty much. But yeah, so there's just so much room. For it
oh,
to,
huge
it,
room! You look at Bitcoin; they were at 125,000 just 2 days ago. So it's hitting all-time highs, and you can see why XRP could. And I still honestly don't personally understand Bitcoin. But there's a lot of value in that. But I know with XRP, it's transaction. It's about moving transactions quicker, faster, better.
That's what I like about XRP, and I don't really like Bitcoin, to be honest. You know. Whatever, because it doesn't have any intrinsic value. And that's why I really do like silver and gold,
yep.
you know, and like having that intrinsic value. And like you said, on the XRP, so explain to the people basically what you mean, because I know we're talking about it, but some of the people who are watching might not understand how, you know, what the purpose of XRP will be.
That would be like the movement like banks today when we wire money. If you wire from and businesses do that every day. Countries do that every day. That's what the Swiss system is for. It costs a lot of money. It's very slow. Bad guys can get involved and actually hijack these wire transfers. What XRP will allow you to do and have a ledger that you can see every transaction. Everything will be accountable and you'll be able to do it much faster within seconds. It's open 24/7. You don't have to wait for a bank to be open. Faster, better, stronger, the whole nine yards. It is a bank killer. This is why the banks did not want cryptocurrency, because they knew that was going to what destroyed them eventually. And the train had left the station, so the banks are coming backwards and say, okay, we'll play ball now.
Right, but just so they're trying to get control over it. But President Trump's not going to let that happen. So yeah, it's too late. All that's too late. Okay, so think about it this way, you guys. If you have, let's say you use Cash App or whatever, you know, app to transfer money, and you look in there and it says there's $200 in there someone sent you, you don't doubt that that's really there. Okay, so right, and that's the whole point of this XRP system. When it's on XRP, you look at it, you say, yes, the money is clearly there. We don't have to go through this middleman that takes a percentage of these transactions. Is that kind of a good
Correct.
Way to say
yep.
it?
It's faster, cheaper, better. It's a bank killer. Matter of fact, when I was first briefed of this, probably 2 years ago from another source, that's exactly what the presentations said on the header. Bank killer.
Yeah, I love it. Well, that's what we need. That's what we need. And really, we need the ones who've been just robbing us blind and manipulating our currency. And so one of the first things we saw on the board was like, I don't know, three pages of all these banks. It's not just the banks in America. It's all over the world. Every currency has been manipulated. And, I really do think that that's the black horse, how they've manipulated our currency, because it says in the, you know, how, you know, you can't even buy oil. They've just manipulated the currency so much that your dollar's worthless. Again, back to what I was saying, you know, back in the day, your parents could buy a house for $25,000, you know,
right.
And now look at the value of the dollar. And now poor kids working, you know, all day long and can't just barely afford to put food in their mouth. That's got to change. The golden age, we're not going to do that anymore. That day is over. Yeah. So yeah, there was something I was going to, this was very, a little controversial. You ready for controversy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So this was on, there's Kirill Dmitriev is the special envoy to President Putin. And yeah, he is one, like when they're going to have any peace negotiations or any kind of economic negotiations, he's one of the ones who goes along with him as a special envoy. His name is Kirill Dmitriev. And so everybody look up his X account. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, he started posting about Q, and he would say, where we go one, we go all. And so we're like,
I heard about that.
Okay, you didn't hear about that. Okay, yesterday, you might not have heard about this. He posted... Was it yesterday? No. Okay, I missed it. I found out about it yesterday. It happened on October 2nd. He posted this one, the post that says, what if China Russia and others are coordinating with POTUS to eliminate the New World Order. He literally posted that, and he took a screenshot of it, and then he put a white rabbit on the post. Everybody's like, what? Okay, so that one is a really, I mean, that's a huge one. You know, so I was talking to a dear friend about it, and they're like, well, but maybe, you know, are you sure he's legit? I'm like, yes, he's the real, this is the real person. This is the real X account. And he says, well, maybe Putin is not in on that. I said, listen, I'll tell you this. If Putin didn't want him to do that, he would be in some gulag.
Exactly.
He would not, yeah.
I was told, I think, what year is this? 2025? Probably, this was probably about, in President Trump's first term, maybe 2018, 2019, exactly what you just said, from a military general, that the Xi and Putin and President Trump were working together to bring down the one world financial system, yeah. Working together.
Right. That's really what's behind all of this. They've been able to control everything, but they have not been able to control Putin, hence the reason they hate him so much. So, yeah, I thought that was amazing. So I wanted you to see that one. And he also posted something else. Let me see if I can find the other one. There was one other post that he did. But, yeah, so it's kind of an interesting thing for him to push this out there, especially to say, you know, are they working together? Right? I mean, because – it was 5 minutes ago that they're calling President Trump a Russian agent, in Putin's pocket, right? But then as of today, praise the Lord, Comey is arraigned, Yep. And the post actually from today says, now that it's proven that Russia hoax, it was a hoax, Russiagate was a hoax, when do the trials for treason begin?
Coming. They're coming.
I know.
Do you remember Tucker Carlson's interview of Putin?
Yeah.
Where he put down the watch at the exact time, 17 seconds?
No.
That is a nugget that people will have to go back and look at. Putin gave us a little nugget in that interview with Tucker Carlson a few years ago.
Okay, so 17 seconds of what?
At the 17-second mark, he took off his watch and set it down in a perfect way. To the right side.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So he could be playing games with people, but obviously he knows about the 17th letter.
Well, yeah. And so I think that the thing that proves it to me more than anything is knowing that Russia went belly up, whatever you want to call it, the Soviet Union, went belly up because they kicked out the banksters. And they were, but they had finally ended up paying them off, 3 or 4 years ago? So they are free. From these criminals, and they hate that the NWO does not want anybody free from them, because it spells the end. If someone realizes, hey, you don't have to pay the mafia for everything that you have. Okay, you know what? This is the one we were talking about before, the $50. Let me see if I can read that. I think I said that $1 billion. That was actually not to cover the short. That was actually. Okay, there was a billion ounces. It was a billion ounces. Let me read it to you so I get it right. Okay, so in 2024, the spike to $33.60 per ounce already exposed 5 major U.S. banks to billions in unrealized losses on concentrated shorts. Scaling to $50, if it goes to $50 an ounce, that could multiply their losses 2 to 3 times, with J.P. Morgan alone speculated to be short over a billion ounces. A billion ounces. Ounces. I mean, the numbers are staggering, mind-boggling when it's going up so fast. So, and it also says, okay, then back in 1980, the Hunt Brothers squeeze pushed silver to $50, and it bankrupted the shorts, the people who were betting against silver. They lost big time, and J.P. Morgan had faced, they called the Bear Stearns 2008 failure. Okay, a lot of people might not remember exactly what happened at that point, but that was what that was about. And then J.P. Morgan has faced $920 million in fines. That's what it was $950 million in fines for silver manipulation since 2020. Yep. So they've been artificially keeping it suppressed.
Yep.
So, yeah.
While accumulating, so they're playing both sides of the fence, kind of like what they did in World War II. That's where they got really nervous when President Trump said, we're going to start auditing gold. They knew what the next step would be, is that there's going to be a call, and for everything you have in paper, there needs to be matched up in physical, and they wouldn't have that. That'd be game over.
It's game over. Right. For, yeah. It doesn't even so much matter probably what the value of the silver is. If you've got to, come up with the actual silver instead of just this paper. Yeah. They've just been doing such funny money on the books. It's been wild. So yeah, I'm very happy to, you know, and we'll have banks. They do help you do your transactions. But right now, to be honest, you can just do your transactions all from PayPal or, you know, whatever. So, but it's going to be whatever, and I don't like PayPal. I got canceled off PayPal anyway. But the point is, it's going to be run by good people. And that's really what we're seeing with President Trump's administration, is that we've got, you know, good people running everything, you know, so it's so exciting. It's so fun to see good people running things. Huh?
He keeps pointing to 2026, 4th of July next year. And, you know, everything I'm told, January of 2026 is going to be a huge announcement of some sort around the financial. But we're going to go through some pain here in 2025. But 2026, I believe it kicks off truly the golden age.
Well, and I think maybe, and I've been just, I don't know what's going to happen. I just know there's supposed to be a scare event. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if, I mean, we've seen, wasn't it Nepal that people went to the bank and they said, there's no money there. I think it was Nepal, wherever it was, how horrible that would be. So I'm just telling everybody, if I don't know at what point this would cause a bubble to burst, but if it just be, have cash on hand, you know, enough to cover you 10 days. It's not some big long period of time, I don't think, but there might be a moment where it's like, okay, everybody's scared enough to change. You know, it says only at the precipice will people find the will to change, you know, and to not just be led around, you know, by the nose, you know, by the fake news.
So I think it'll be quicker than most people realize. About a year ago, I always thought, how are they going to flip this system? How are you going to flip the Babylon? There's got to be something in waiting. A year ago, I got to get briefed on the crypto and the silver and gold. So when this event does happen, we're going to switch systems, and it will not be, it's already up and running. So it's not going to take long to get on the new system.
Right. Which that makes sense to me, because I know, you know, how things can, you know, switch internet or switch whatever phone service. I guess I'm just saying that not to frighten anyone. I think there might be a scare event just to rattle people and to snap them out of this slumber that a lot of people are in. It could go fast. I would love for it to go fast, but I think you have a more of an impact to understand. If it's just a blip on the screen, people don't even realize something happened.
Right.
You know, and so people have got to wake up, you know, and realize, you know, and most, I don't know about your world, but a lot of people in my world are still just, I mean, they're busy trying to make a living and raise their kids and pay the bills and, you know, Little League and all that. So they don't really have time to focus on what's going on, this silent war.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, General Flynn just posted something about Q.
Did he?
We're like, what are you doing? I thought it was a conspiracy. What's that? On that video he just did the other day. It had it was a screenshot inside the video that said misinformation is necessary.
Interesting.
How you like that? I'm just saying that was interesting. Anyway, our time is running out. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with everyone before you go?
Well, just people to have faith and not to be fearful. There's going to be events that are happening, even worse, with chaos in the streets and this event that you're talking about. It could be several events. We're on the highest alert we've ever been on terror attacks because of the cartel and the Hezbollah and that have come through our country. But God has it. Light wins. We know they're at the end of their rope, and they're going to try everything they can. They're in a frantic, but know that our King of Kings and Lord of Hosts has it, and the best days are upon us, and we're going to see the billion soul harvest. That's why he's going to give the money to his bride, is because he cares about every single soul to spend eternity with him, and that's what we're called to do for such a time as this, reach a billion souls.
Yes, awesome. Yeah, so, I'm glad you said that, because President Trump just came out today and posted on Truth Social about the when they federalized the Alabama National Guard. And so it sounds like that's, you know, he's not posting it for fun, for
right.
funsies.
It's going to get more intense.
Because it's going to happen more, you know, it appears that that's going to happen. All right. Would you pray for us before we go?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we just give you all the glory and we thank you for everything you've done for us. And we pray over this Eagle Nation that we know you're not done with this Eagle Nation. You're not done with the rest of the world. You've set the United States of America as that light on a hill that gives hope to the rest of the world, Lord. Let us be called by your name. Let everybody that's listening to and watching this today seek you with all their heart, their soul, and mind to find out what your will is for them today, because this is for all to be activated. It's time for light to shine from east to west and north to south and bring you the glory in your son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. I love you guys. I'm so glad you guys joined with us. With Pastor Dave. Okay, before we go, you know, okay, so tell everybody exactly the links. I don't want to screw it up.
Oh, to follow us, you can see us at hisglory.me. That is all our 24/7 broadcasting, interviews, Bible studies, Shabbat Shalom, you name it. Interviews with my friends like General Flynn and more. And then there's hisglory.tv. That's all our music, our documentaries, and our movies.
Awesome. Love it. You guys have quite the production over there. That's amazing. That's terrific. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining with us. We love you, and I'll talk to you later.